I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. Two Connecticut residents from Venezuela are calling for continued sanctions and stepped-up pressure from the international community to end the crisis in their native country. Kiara Matos left Venezuela after her husband was nearly kidnapped.
It seems someone had been following him for 2 months, and they tried to kidnap him, but they kidnapped his partner instead. When you get these calls, you will never end up knowing if it's true, but back then they told us, don't call the police because we're the police. Don't call the government because we're the government. Just pay the ransom if you want to see your friend alive.
So they paid the ransom. Then she, her husband, and kids left and moved to Connecticut. Matos is a ceramics artist, and her husband now runs two bakeries, one in New Haven, another in Brantford. Venezuelan native Domingo Medina has a composting business in New Haven. He says Matos' story is not uncommon.
If you go to Venezuela right now and ask anybody randomly, there's a story of somebody that was mugged, somebody that was kidnapped, somebody that was stabbed, somebody that was threatened. Everybody has a story of insecurity. Everybody.
Both Matos and Medina say people in Venezuela are living now in survival mode.
I call my mother, and all my mother and my sister do all day instead of work and raise kids is drive around when they have gas. After they've spent an entire day filling up, lining up for a tank of gas, and then, asking if there is cheese. And if there is cheese, can you take my card? Because there's no cash to pay you with.
Medina's mother has joined the protests.
She's walking the streets. She is receiving tear gas. She's protesting. That's where she feels that she belongs. She was a young communist in Venezuela, where she fought to, end the dictatorship in 1958. And now she never thought that she was going to be in her almost 80 years of age, now fighting another dictatorship. Mm-hmm.
Both say most Venezuelans want to see a peaceful transition to a new government.
What we need the international community to do is to push towards this transition process where we have a body that we can rely on to bring us to a fair and clean election.
Listen, I also want to say that we don't want any military intervention. No one wants any military intervention. Once you start an intervention, when it starts, you never know when it's going to finish.
Still, Matos adds,
I think my Venezuelan people would not forgive me if I said, if this means a military intervention, then let's do it. I'm sure people in Venezuela who would be hearing me would say, why didn't you ask for it? It's scary, but that's a clamor. I mean, we're willing to go through that. But please put an end to this dictatorship.
Both Matos and Medina believe that international response to Venezuela now will serve as a point of reference for response to crisis situations in other countries in years to come. Diane Orson, Connecticut Public Radio.